This program is brought to you by Babaway Media, overseen by the elders of the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee's Summit, Missouri.
I'm a plant person. Now, not like a crazy plant person. I mean, I don't have dozens and dozens, but I do love my plants. For me, having something, you know, living and growing around me, it makes me feel good. I don't know, maybe it gives me hope to see them grow. Maybe. But I don't keep just any plant. You see, all but two of my plants hold special meaning. So I care for them. I check them daily for dry soil. I've read about caring for each one. But sometimes I fail. You know, I don't know, I either overwater or underwater, or once I bought bad potting soil to save a few pennies, and when I transplanted the beautiful healthy plant into a new pot, it died pretty quickly. And I realized it, I bought bad potting soil. Anyway, you get the picture. Each were given to me for a reason. And keeping them alive and growing, it means something to me. So after receiving a plant when my mom passed, I had never cared for before, I did my due diligence. I read the articles and websites about how to care for the plant. I was diligent to keep track of doing exactly what the article told me. But it wasn't long before the blooms died, and then little by little, the plant died. The leaves or the stalks one by one wilted and died, and I pulled each of them off until nothing was left but the dirt. And after I was sure it was gone, it was just a pot of dirt, I carried it to the garage and put it on the shelf next to the car, where all of my leftover pots from plants that had outgrown their original containers was there, and the potting soil, the good potting soil, I should say. So the pot sat there with the dirt in it. Just as I carried it out of the house and placed it there, it sat there for months and months, over a year and 3 months. You see, my mom had died in December of 2022, and that's when I received the plant. And the plant didn't live that long. And each time I got into the car or walked by that shelf, you know, I would glance at the pot of dirt. You see, I don't buy plants. I cherish the ones that are given to me. So the idea of just, I don't know, replacing it, it never entered my head. I knew that if someone gave me another plant, I might use that pot of dirt to transplant that plant when it got larger, just as I did with the previous plant. And I just walked by day, month by month, not really paying attention to the pot of dirt. Until, and you probably know what I'm about to say, until we pulled into the garage one Sunday afternoon after worship, and I just glanced over, opened my door, and looked over at that pot. And lo and behold, there was this little green stalk just, you know, kind of peeking up out of the dirt. The dried up, dusty old dirt. I mean, I couldn't believe it. It was right there, a little short green stalk. Well, I, of course, put my things in the house and hurried back out to the garage, and I leaned in closer, and I reached down, and I delicately touched it, like, I don't know, maybe it would disappear, or I was just imagining it, but it was real. How did that happen? You know, I hadn't watered it. I hadn't touched it. It was cold in the garage in the winter and just terribly hot in the summer. And there it was. And there I was, standing in the garage, looking at that little green stalk, thinking about Paul. You know what I'm referencing, right? Yeah. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6 through 9. You know, the context in that chapter is Paul chastising the Corinthians for not growing, but remaining infants in their spiritual growth, still needing the milk of the word when they should be, you know, feasting on the meat of the word. But when you get to verse 4 and 5, Paul says that they're all aligning themselves like infants with factions or people, their mentors, Paul, Apollos. And Paul says in verse 5, "Who is Paul? And who's Apollos, but ministers through whom you believed, as the Lord gave to each one. And he goes on in verse 6 through 9 saying, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase. Now he who plants and he who waters are one, and each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor, for we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building. Now, I stared at that little sprout of green rising out of the dusty pot, thinking about Paul, thinking about that situation, and realized, you know, I'd given up hope on that plant. Just like I had, you know, given up on hope on that sweet young woman who called me in panic at the beginning of the pandemic, and she was concerned for her soul. And we had an impromptu Bible study that night on my husband's birthday as he finished cooking the birthday dinner while I had the study over the phone with her. But she never responded to the truth that we read together that evening out of God's word. Not yet. Or I thought about the student who asked me to tell her about my faith because she knew something was different about me. The way I taught, the examples I gave in class, she knew there was something different. Or there were the dozen or so young girls in my Bible class that spent every Monday afternoon at my house in their own Bible study together for over a year, but never obeyed the word of God. Now, some of them did, but those have left the faith. And honestly, I've given up on them. You know, turn the page or put that in the garage, if you know what I mean, and walked away. Discouraged, expecting nothing, forgetting that a seed was planted. Sometimes forgetting that it takes time. Sometimes it takes a situation in life to reawaken that seed, or maybe someone else will water too when that seed is thirsty. I don't know. But Paul said that's not the point. The point is that we can't stop planting. We can't stop watering. We can't stop praying and hoping, even if we don't see the end. The sprout or the plant seems to die. There's always hope. And I think that's, you know, maybe the difference between us and God. You see, he stands outside of time, hoping, trusting in us, you and me, to plant, to keep planting the most powerful seed there is. Because on that day in the garage, I was reminded there is hope as long as there is seed time and harvest. Cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. That means there's hope. There's hope in salvation, even if I can't see it. As I said, my plants all mean a great deal to me. One is my Patty plant. She was a spiritual mother to me. She gave me a cutting off of this plant, her plant, because she loved it so much. There's a beautiful bougainvillea in my family room from my kids who gave it to me on Mother's Day 13 years ago. There are plants that were sent from dear ones to our grandson's funeral 6 years ago that I nurture and I keep carefully. Each plant means something to me. But ironically, this one really didn't mean as much. I mean, this plant that was in the garage that I put on that shelf, this plant that really didn't mean that much to me, it was given to me when my mother passed by some people who were coworkers. You see, they professed to be Christians, but they really didn't act like it. It was a struggle for me. I am different. I didn't engage in the alcohol, the dirty jokes, the profanity, and it showed. I felt awkward. I tried to be respectful, but I felt I didn't really make a difference. But now I'm thinking, I don't know, maybe I did. Just maybe. It just may take a while for it to show. And that plant, well, I brought it in, of course, and I nurtured it and I watered it. I had given up on it when it didn't respond. And here it is. It came back and it came back into the spot in the house, exactly where it had been. And since then, it has grown like no other plant I've ever had. Here, 3 weeks later, it's almost fully grown again. It's beautiful. And so I stand there and I look at it, and I hope for more than just this plant. And it is for this, that we don't lose hope, that we continue to plant the seed, that we continue to water and hope. It is for that that I bow my knees today.
We thank you for joining us today. We hope you have enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.